and chips, you know. Like, I will pick up the phone in a second. I'm sure on that telephone there's probably at least two broken-hearted people going through some kind of emotional turmoil. Like the couple that... well, their sex became lackluster. And the wife, who really had the bigger sexual appetite of the two of them, insisted that her husband go see a therapist. You know, because she wasn't going to live in a marriage where there was no hobbledygee, wobbledygee, gobbledygee. So, she sends him to a sexual therapist, and the guy comes back to the house, and he starts tearing it up. The bottom out of it, runs into the bathroom, comes running back, knocks the bottom out of it some more. The wife is loving life. I mean, he is like so tin-hut, you couldn't bend that thing with a damn crowbar. Although she is a little nonplussed at what the deal is. Keeps getting up, running into the bathroom, and then running back, knocking the bottom out of it some more. It's like they're on their honeymoon, except for the bathroom business. So one night when they're hobbling... does as usual, you know, 15 minutes of good tearing it up, and then he jumps up and runs into the bathroom, and he takes a little bit longer to come back. And she figures, what the hell is he doing in there? So she gets out of the bed and tippy-toes up to the bathroom door, peeks in, and there he is, staring at his semi-flaccid self in the mirror, saying, she's not my wife. She's not my wife.
Perkin and Workin, the Grease Man on DC 101.